How to make pine needle tea, and all your other questions answered. Now, there's been a huge surge of interest in pine needle tea because it's kind of circulating that this might be some sort of an antidote to what is going on these times. Now, this video is not here to kind of support or deny that. It's just to support anybody who'd like to explore pine needle tea. Maybe you're going to add it to your everyday. It's something that any of these coniferous cone-bearing trees have needles that are actually very nutritious and have been used as medicine throughout time. They grow most parts of the world. Pine, you can find it all around the world. Things like spruce, very medicinal, and have been used by people throughout the world. So there's a lot of benefits just to consuming this stuff on the regular. Last kind of solstice, Christmas time, I did a whole post on turning your Christmas tree into medicine, of which tea was one of those things. I've also done tinctures with this. I've done salves. Done hydrosols, all that kind of stuff. And great, local, abundant, easy medicine to find and prepare. And hey, maybe it also has some real value in our times today. Now, there are a couple of benefits, a couple of properties. Traditionally, it's been known to be high in vitamin A, or beta carotene, more appropriately, and vitamin C. It was used by indigenous people and the settlers to help prevent scurvy, and just drunk as a nice simple tea. It's also anti-inflammatory, has analgesic, meaning pain relieving properties. And there are two compounds of interest that I've been learning about the last couple days, as there's been all these articles and interviews and things circulating around about how pine needle tea might benefit us in this time. So the first compound is called sumerin. That was mentioned by Dr. Judy Mikovits. And then there's another one. It's called shikimic acid. Now, interesting thing about shikimic acid is that this is the compound which the pharmaceutical Tamiflu is based upon, which is a kind of a very well-known, highly utilized kind of anti-flu medication, in particular respiratory illnesses. It helps stop those pathogens, stops the replication of viruses in the body by taking that Tamiflu, and then also helps prevent blood platelet aggregation. So this shikimic acid is found in the pine needles, and it's also where the pharmaceutical industry is getting it, is from star anise. Now, typically star anise is maybe in the 7.5% range of shikimic acid, what they can extract from it. Scientists have done studies and found that in pine needles you can get about 5.5%. Now, there's one person I listened to that was saying, oh, wow, this isn't proven. Of course it's not proven. This is totally new, totally experimental, if it's going to work for what people are searching out its benefits for. We don't know. The whole frontier is absolutely new, but it is been proven the shikimic acid is in the pine and has this connection to other anti-flu type medication, Tamiflu as an example. He also had a caution that there's other compounds in the pine that you don't want, and it's going to be toxic and you shouldn't drink it. Like I mentioned, pine needle tea has been used. Pine as a food, as a medicine, has been used for centuries by peoples around the world. The one absolute certain contraindication is if you are pregnant or you want to be pregnant, then don't consume pine needle tea. It has been used as a contraceptive in the past, and then it was the lodgepole pine, no sorry, not lodgepole, ponderosa, where some cattle ate a bunch, and within 2 days to 2 weeks, they abort a baby if they are carrying, if they're pregnant at that time. So anybody who's pregnant or looking to get pregnant, this wouldn't be a remedy. This isn't something that you're going to explore. But I think, again, it's going to be in large quantities. I would suggest you're going to have a nice cup of pine needle tea, each day or throughout the week. I've been enjoying a tincture I made this year that had pine needles and spruce tips and juniper and all these wonderful things from the forest. And that was kind of part of my winter wellness tonic that I was taking throughout the year. So in the previous videos, I showed you how to identify pine, how to quickly, efficiently harvest, and now let's jump right into how to create a tea. So you wanna have a pot of water, turn it up to a boil, and once it's on boil, you know, then you turn it down. And we just got it on a nice low simmer now, and you can either, you know, just throw them right in, or if you wanna like separate it off the stem, don't worry about the stem though, honestly. Like, every part of the pine is edible and has its own properties and medicines. People have also asked about the pine pollen. That's coming, another great food and medicine that's coming. I don't know if the curcumin or the shikimic acid is in pine pollen, but definitely in the needles. And all that stuff is just good to consume anyways. So it's not a problem if you don't remove it. I'm gonna throw it in. So you can pull the needles if you want. You can get a knife and chop it. Or what I found worked even better was actually just getting some scissors and just kind of cutting it up. We're just exposing some surface area. Mike Adams, he did a whole talk on the pine needles, how to prepare them. He was talking about using a espresso maker in order to make the tea. Now, you know, of course, the peoples of olden times, where they were not using espresso machines, they were just simply doing like we're gonna do here, brewing up some hot water, putting it into the pot, and making a nice simple tea. So that's what we're doing. The chopping is optional. It's just gonna, again, expose some surface area, allowing for a little bit easier of an extraction. And I'm not even gonna bother chopping it all. Into it goes, into the hot water. And then, instantly, we're getting some nice aromas off there. There's lots of kind of essential oils, which are very uplifting. They are, you know, respiratory tonics, stimulants in that sense. And we'll put the lid on and just cover. Now, the length of time is totally up to you. The longer it goes, the stronger it's gonna get. It's gonna pull more of those compounds out into the water. Now, through some of the research that Mike Adams did, the shikimic acid comes out quite quickly, quite easily, even at lower temperatures. So it does, if that's really what you're after, it doesn't need to be very long or strong. And some of the concerns around that there's some complex chemistry that could be damaging, which I think is unfounded. The longer it goes, the stronger it'll get. You'll have more of that deeper chemistry in there. So, you know, just a nice kind of low simmer, even a steep, you're gonna get a nice, flavorful, rich medicinal tea. And when you're ready, get a little strainer, just pour it through into a cup and enjoy. Enjoy it straight as is. Taste of the forest. This is something that can be mixed. Like I mentioned, you can mix it with other conifers like juniper, like spruce, like fir, even throw in some rose hips, even throw in some elderberries or some chaga mushroom, that kind of a thing. You can really build yourself a nice, incredible brew. So let me know if you got any questions in the comments.